Great tune there from Spur 503, getting things kicked off here this morning on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. I'm Cable Smith, and I'm here every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 9:30. Of course, Chance and the rest of the band will be playing tomorrow night at the big TMR pre-party at the Granada Theater. Jason Boland and the Stragglers will also be performing tomorrow evening. And speaking of the bourbon legend, he's set to join us at the bottom of the hour, so be looking forward to that. We've got a great show lined up for you this morning. Central Texas's own Seth Skinner, the reigning world champion coyote distress caller, is also going to join the program. So get ready for the most in-depth predator hunting conversation ever heard on the radio. I might even try to talk him into blowing a couple of those calls on the air. It's going to be awesome. And I'm also proud to have Mr. Luke Clayton join the program. Luke is a mentor of mine. He is a renowned outdoor columnist and talk show host. And with the spring gobbler season rapidly approaching, I thought it only fitting to have a seasoned veteran turkey hunter such as Luke come on and give us his favorite wild turkey recipe. But before I bring Luke onto the show, a couple orders of business. Be sure to check out my website, www.texasoutdoorsmedia.com. I've got a detailed Texas country music calendar for you there so you can find out when your favorite range artist is rolling through the Metroplex. And a reminder that every show is saved as a podcast right there on the homepage. So if you ever miss anything, it's right there for you at texasoutdoorsmedia.com. Also, be sure to keep submitting your best outdoor photos for your chance to win a year subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News and be entered into our grand prize trophy boar or whitetail hunt, which we'll be giving away at the end of the year. Now, I regret I left my copy of Poachers, Crooks, and Other Turkeys at home this morning, so I went to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, and I found a couple idiots for us to discuss this morning. I'm going to read this off of TPWD's website. On February 24th, Travis County game warden Cody Jones was searching for a vehicle involved in poaching activity when two subjects approached his state truck while toking on a marijuana pipe. Not until they had walked to within only a few feet of the warden did they realize their mistake and tried to hide the illegal substance. Both subjects were issued citations for marijuana possession. Congratulations, you're both idiots. Well, now that all that is squared away, it's now my distinct pleasure to bring on one of the most respected members of Texas's outdoor community, Mr. Luke Clayton.
I really appreciate being here, Cable. I look forward to visiting with all our range listeners and talking some outdoors with you.
Well, Luke, the reason why I wanted to visit with you specifically this morning is because the spring turkey season opener is merely 3 weekends away. And it's no secret that you're a very adept turkey hunter, having been chasing those gobblers for over 30 years. But I've also heard rumors that you're a pretty mean cook. So if you would, go ahead and share with us your favorite wild turkey recipe.
I'll tell you, Cable, yeah. Now, the great cook, I'm dubious about that, too. But it seems that old Luke always gets the camp cooking duties through the, through the years. I do know how to prepare a wild turkey. Now, here's a tip for everybody. I've hunted with a bunch of guys that will remove the white meat, the turkey breast of a gobbler, and not utilize the legs and thighs. That is a huge mistake. Let's start first with the dark meat of the wild turkey. Now, this, you're talking about flavorful. To be truthful, Cable, I think the dark meat is more flavorful than the white meat. But it is a turkey leg has got about 18 ligaments. And they are, when you look at that, you'd think you cannot eat this. I mean, it's nothing like a domestic pen-raised bird.
This isn't the state fair, huh?
No, no. You don't want to put one of these on a grill and go around and try to eat it unless you've got the teeth of a lion, you know?
Uh-huh.
No. What we're going to do is cook a turkey soup. But take these, the leg, the drumstick, and the thigh, which a lot of meat on those on a big gobbler. Put two of them, or if you want to make a big pot of soup, put four of them in a Dutch kettle or a slow cooker, and put a little celery and a little onion, a little black pepper, a little salt. That's really all you need, and let it cook for several hours. Now, after a few hours, if you cook it all in one piece, the thigh and the drumstick, you can just take your fingers and pull the meat right off those ligaments, and the ligaments will stay. You know, they're attached to the end of the leg there. So, you know, bone it out, and then you've got the stock for an excellent soup. I mean, very tasty. I like to use put some corn, some canned corn, and some English peas, some canned English peas. Chip up some carrots. You already have your celery and onion in there. And, you know, if there's something else that you like a lot, I like to put I like tomatoes in my turkey soup. So I put some stewed tomatoes in there. And the meat is already tender, so all you have to do is cook the vegetables. So cook the vegetables for about, 30 minutes. They'll get tender with a lid on them. And then take a handful of jasmine rice. Now, jasmine rice is the best. Put the jasmine rice in there and cook it 20 more minutes. Cut your fire off. And when people get back from turkey hunting around a camp or at home, that pot will probably not stay full very long, Cable. It's a good way to cook turkey soup.
It sounds delicious,
it's
Luke.
It's delicious.
Well, Luke, it's been a real treat visiting with you this morning. I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your favorite wild turkey recipe with us. Everyone check out catfishradio.com as Luke's website. There's a wealth of information on there. Also, be sure to look for his outdoor column. It appears in over 30 newspapers statewide. Luke, thanks so much, and I'm really looking forward to talking turkey hunting with you next weekend.
You bet, and very good luck to you. I think your show is right on track, and keep up the good work.
It's always nice to hear kind words and encouragement from someone that I look up to, so thank you very much, Luke. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive headfirst into the world of predator hunting with Central Texas's Seth Skinner. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
They all said we made a pretty good team. I set them up and they knew not to them. One day I just came apart and see.
Zoom Pest Control is your residential pest control specialist. Owner Rob Doherty, a certified applicator and member of the Better Business Bureau, is also an avid bass angler. Give Rob a call at 214-317-9293 to find out about their quarterly pest control program. For the best residential protection and a sound peace of mind, choose Zoom Pest Control. Tell Rob you heard about him on the Lone Star Outdoor Show and get $25 off your first visit. Zoom Pest Control accepts all major credit cards, so call Zoom Pest Control at 214-317-9293 today.
Are you interested in a wild boar hunt of a lifetime? Then contact Tactical Hog Control. Tactical Hog Control uses cutting-edge technology and the coolest toys to increase your hog-killing efficiency. Each hunter is fitted with night vision goggles and suppressed semi-automatic AR-10 rifles equipped with night vision and thermal scopes, just like videos you've seen on YouTube. Conveniently located halfway between Dallas and Houston in Madisonville, call 936-581-2256 or visit us at www.tacticalhogcontrol.com. We own your night. We own it.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my friend Todd Moy over at Revolution Custom Carts. Revolution Custom Carts is a licensed easy-go and bad boy buggies dealer. So whether you want a custom golf cart, a low-speed street vehicle, or a tricked-out hunting rig, Revolution is the place for you. In addition to offering tax credits, tell Todd you heard this ad and save 10% on any purchase. I've been to the convenient Plano Road location in Dallas, and you should too. Give Todd a call at 214-340-7100 or check out the website at www.revolutioncustomcarts.com.
Outdoorsmen are always looking for the best way to prepare our meats, and that's why you should check out Smoke and Tex. Smoke and Tex builds fully electric, portable, stainless steel ovens that are built to last. We feature amazing customer service with an industry-best 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.smokeandtex.com for the easiest way to gently cook moist and tender brisket, ribs, chicken, fish, and wild game. Prep the food, load the oven, add wood, set the temperature, and walk away. The static air environment locks in the flavor for you. Call 888-922-1511 or visit us at smokeandtex.com and tell them you heard about it on the Lone Star Outdoor Show for an exclusive special.
Rick's Outpost is the place for the outdoorsman. Rick's offers USDA-approved taxidermy on large and small game, as well as fish. As the official wild game processor of the Lone Star Outdoor Show, Rick's guarantees you'll get your own meat back and in a timely manner. Serving the Frisco, North Dallas area for over 20 years, Rick's offers a custom welding shop, hunting blinds, and game feeders. Rick will also help you book your trophy hunt. Located on Highway 380 in Aubrey, call 972-346-2825 or visit us at www.ricksoutpost.com.
Dyer Real Estate is a full-service commercial real estate management firm specializing in everything from neighborhood and strip centers to major power centers. Dyer Real Estate has experience managing every aspect of a property, including rent collection, maintenance, landlord-tenant relations, and financial reporting. Visit us at www.dreproperties.com. Dyer Real Estate services DFW to Austin and everything in between. That's www.dreproperties.com.
Revolution Logistics is a Dallas-based full-service transportation company. Whether you need trucking services or warehouse services, Revolution Logistics is the answer. We offer full truckload as well as LTL and door-to-door service throughout North America. Dry van, intermodal, flatbed, and heavy haul. Revolution has it all. We also have warehousing services including storage, transloading, consolidation, and deconsolidation. Visit us at www.revolutionlogistics.com or give Todd a call at 214-340-7100. That's www.revolutionlogistics.com.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friend Matt at Birdworks Taxidermy. Birdworks is a small birds-only taxidermy studio that specializes in custom avian artistry. Matt's passion is taking his clients' birds and turning them into trophy works of art. Specializing in waterfowl, turkey, cranes, and upland game, Birdworks is conveniently located in Fort Worth and has been serving DFW for over a decade. Visit Birdworks at www.birdworkstaxidermy.com or give Matt a call at 817-691-2625.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
When I look south, I see the storm clouds roll on their way to old Mexico. I don't want to be alone.
All right, one of my favorite Jason Boland tunes there. And a reminder that Jason is set to visit with us coming up later on during the show. Don't forget that Jason Boland and the Stragglers will kick off the KHYI Texas Music Revolution pre-party tomorrow night at the Granada Theater. KHYI's own Chance Cody and Spur 503, as well as Big Gus and his band Shooting Doubles, will also be playing. So be sure to check that out tomorrow evening at the Granada. Now, we all know that predator hunting is a big deal across the Lone Star State. And that's why Central Texas' own Seth Skinner joins us now to give us some tips on predator hunting. Seth is the reigning World Coyote Distress Calling Champion. Seth, thanks for being a part of the show this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Pleasure's all mine. So first of all, let's talk about the upcoming World Predator Hunting Expo. It's next weekend in Columbus, Ohio. How do you feel about your chances of defending your title as the World Coyote Distress Calling Champion?
Well, I've been putting a lot of thought into that here lately, actually, with it coming up so close. And really, this year, you know, last year I didn't even expect to win whenever I win. I just really wanted to compete in it just to say I did and just see what it was all about. And this year is really more about just going and having a good time and enjoying myself and stuff like that and kind of letting the chips fall where they may. But I really feel like I should still do pretty good and stuff like that. See, now I've been blowing these things since I was a little kid, so I really feel confident, and that's a big part of whether or not you let your nerves get the best of you when you're up there on the stage or not. So.
Mm-hmm. And that probably translates into the field too. I mean, you need to be confident with your call.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, my dad taught me when I was a little kid that no matter what, like, you know, some stands aren't going to look as good as others, and they're not going to have as many tracks, and it's not as good a sign for whichever predator you're trying to target. But he always told me, before you sit down to blow your hand call, you need to always imagine that you're going to call up something right there in that spot. Even if it doesn't, you don't feel very confident about it, you still need to blow your calls just like you would if you were at the best spot that you have, so that it comes through when you're blowing your calls to sound real realistic and stuff. And believe it or not, 90% of the time, that will actually that will help you be more successful. So.
Now, tell me about what call you used to win the championship, and how many competitors do you expect to have at this year's contest?
Okay, to answer your first question, as far as the calls, there were several. Like, I don't know if you guys know exactly how it goes down, but basically, the people that put on the competition are they get to choose between a list of certain distress calls, like, let's say fawn in distress, jackrabbit in distress, cottontail in distress, rodent squeaks, and stuff like that. And they give us a list of all these sounds that we need to know how to blow. And then and when it comes down to the day we're going to do it, they kind of just spring four sounds on us that we're going to do, and we have to be able to get up on stage and do those. So the sounds that we had to do in 2008 on the World Championship were the cottontail in distress, the jackrabbit in distress, rodent squeaks, and I believe the last one was a fawn bleat. And so to really answer your question on what calls I used, I was prepared to blow a Seery call, S-C-E-E-R-Y, and I actually blew from my rabbit sounds. I blew the serried calls. They were closed reed, and I've been blowing those my whole entire life. I was real used to blowing those calls, and I really have a way of doing it to really make them sound realistic and stuff like that. The funny thing is about the fawn part of it is, believe it or not, you know, whenever they pulled the fawn card out on us, a lot of guys were like, oh, man, not the fawn, because it's just the sound that doesn't get used as often, and especially in Texas area, you know, and we're really gung-ho on rabbit sounds and stuff like that down here. And a fawn, a lot of people don't know how to blow a fawn with a mouth call,
right,
and get it to sound correct. And so I didn't have a fawn call whenever I went to the world championship. And and the day before we were going to get up there and call, I seen fawn as a list. I said, well, I better get a fawn call because that could be an option that gets called.
Right.
And so I'm walking around the expo at the booth and stuff like that, and there's a guy there, and he's got this bucket full of plastic calls that don't even have a name on them or nothing like that, and it says $5, and you just kind of like reach in and grab this call, and it says fawn bleat for $5. And I was like, well, I gave the guy $5, I took the call, and I get up on the stage, and of course they call fawn. And so I was probably, I don't remember what number I was exactly, but I believe I was like 18th to 19th caller that had to get up there. So you get to sit behind this curtain and listen to all the other callers go. And it kind of is a benefit to be at the last part of it, because you get to kind of hear how the other guys are blowing and stuff like that, and that gives you a chance to figure out exactly how you're going to do what you want to do. And so I get up there and I blow this fawn call, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. I thought it sounded horrible. I mean, I really did. I thought, oh, God, man, that's what's going to cost me right there,
uh-huh,
this fawn call. And at the end of the deal, I'm not dropping names or anything, but this is God honest truth. I couldn't make this up. I wanted to. Gerald Stewart himself came up to me, and he tells me, he says, Seth, he said, what fawn call was you blowing? And I explained to him the story I just told you guys, and he said, well, that's one of the best fawn sounds I've ever heard in my life. And I just said, Gerald, you got to be kidding me, man. I just started blowing on this thing about 2 hours ago. That was the kind of interesting part of the whole championship deal with the calls part of it. The rodent squeaks is a Johnny Stewart PC-3. It's a bite-down call, and I really – it's a call I use a whole lot for in fox country to call up foxes with, and I was real familiar with it also, and that's the one I use for the rodent squeaks.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a pretty cool story. Just grab one out of the bargain bin there.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of them things, you know, it's really – the call matters, trust me. Don't get me wrong. It matters a bunch what kind of call you're blowing and who makes it and that kind of stuff. But at the same time, knowing and having the experience of blowing hand calls your whole entire life comes through a lot in it too. It's kind of a 50-50 thing. The call's got to be 50% of it, and you having the experience of blowing it has to be the other 50%.
Right. Seth, what is your ideal setup for coyotes, from location to time of day, weather, rifle, caliber, and what distress sound is your most effective method for calling in pasture poodles?
That's a question you can answer in a million different ways. Just give you my ideal setup. I live in Central Texas. Of course, we have 700,000 acres worth of private land to hunt in the state of Texas between me and my partners. And so we kind of have a mass variety of land. The terrain changes so much from down south towards Del Rio area. You know, you got a lot of mesquite and cedar and stuff like that. To here where I live at home, it's more of like open pastures and farm country. And then you get up towards East Texas, and it's a lot more pine trees and stuff like that. And then you go far west, and there's not a tall tree inside. It's all just low mesquite brush and stuff like that. But basically, my ideal setup for coyotes, I would probably call them at night, just because I prefer night hunting over daytime hunting. A lot of guys ask me why a lot of the time, and it just feel like the coyotes are a little bit more comfortable getting out in open areas and stuff and moving around at night than they are in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was a daytime scenario, I would basically like to call early in the mornings. I have more luck in the mornings than I actually do in the middle of the day or late in the evening. Seems like the coyotes, they're out moving around a little bit, especially in this farm country. They've been out all night long in the fields where they can't be seen at night running around. And if you get to them real early in the morning, right before the sun comes up, they're still trying to get back to where they're going to lay up for the day, and you can catch them kind of moving around a lot and set up on them. As far as a call that I would go to, like I say, I'm a hand call guy. I do have electronic calls that I use. This time of the year, especially in March, they're about worthless, to be honest with you, because so many guys in the state of Texas have went out and bought electronic callers, and they go and they turn these things on without ever learning how to blow a hand call or anything like that. the Coyotes have heard that same song and dance over and over and over and over all year long since October, they won't respond to it because they know that they're relating that with getting shot at, or maybe there was a pair that came in and one of them got shot and the other one got away or something like that.
Sounds like my duck calling in late January. You know, those ducks don't want to come anywhere near me. They've heard it for 3 months.
Yeah, it's the same way. I mean, a lot of people use this word, and it's something that it's really true. They'll tell you whenever coyotes get hard to call that they're educated. Well, that's true. They are educated, but the key to staying on top of things and being successful and being able to kill them all year long is switching it up. You know, you got to have a plan B and even a plan C at sometimes. What I always do is I fall back on my hand calls, and I'll tell you the reason why. And basically is because me blowing a hand call is a certain sound that nobody else can make. And if I can even go into an area that's been called to death with an electronic caller and blow my hand calls the way that I like to blow them, and the coyote's never heard that before, and he'll be a lot more apt to respond to it. And so that's kind of one of my strategies, is definitely using hand calls, especially in late season. I try and stay away from the rabbit stuff as much as possible because, like I say, they've heard it a bunch, and maybe try some bird sounds on them. A lot of people think that only works for bobcats and grays, but it actually works really good on coyotes too.
Like a woodpecker sound?
Yeah, like woodpecker sounds are just a bite-down call, kind of blowing it real frantically and stuff like that, keep it real busy. You'll call up a lot of cats doing that the same way you would for trying to get a coyote, but the coyotes respond to it really well too, and it's a noise that they don't hear every day, and I've had real good luck with it.
But as far as rifle and caliber?
As far as rifle, my go-to gun, I've been shooting it since I was 8 years old, and it was a lot heavier when I was 8 than it is now for me to carry, but
right. It's
a 243 Winchester Model 70 bull barrel. Every gun I have has a heavy barrel on it. A lot of people say, why do you want to carry around that extra weight when you're walking around out in the field? And it kind of balances out your shots, especially if you have to make a freehand shot. Of course, I shoot with shooting sticks, but if I need to make an offhand shot, that the balance that barrel gives you is nice. A lot of guys always ask me, what kind of bullets do you like to shoot? I hand load a lot of my own stuff just because it's gotten a lot cheaper to do it that way, and you get a lot more rounds and a lot more shooting in if you hand load, plus the accuracy you get from it. But if I was going to pick a factory load like any guy could just go pick off the shelf if he had a 243, I've shot the Hornady 55 grain V-Maxes for several years, and then I switched over recently to a Winchester Supreme 55 grain ballistic tip. The difference between those two, the Hornady shoot very accurate, the Winchester shoot very accurate. But as far as fur damage, blowing up fur real bad, it seems like the Winchesters don't blow up the fur as bad as the Hornady V-Maxes do. And that's just my personal opinion. I've shot a lot of stuff with both shells, and it seems like you won't have as many. I mean, with a 243, you're going to have fur damage, but you're not going to have as many that's going to be hurt with fur shooting those rounds.
Well, there you have it, Seth's ideal coyote setup. We do have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk about foxes and bobcats, and also we'll see if we can't talk Seth into doing a live calling demonstration on the air. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSC. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969. Ever want to ditch that Texas summer heat and go on the trip of a lifetime? Rogue Excursions is currently trying to fill limited spots for the 2010 summer season. Sportsmen can see Alaska firsthand, take advantage of the plentiful fisheries and breathtaking views, hook up with all 5 Pacific salmon species, battle giant halibut and lingcod, and other native species. Located in beautiful Sitka, our operation is designed to be the trip of a lifetime. Visit us at www.rogueexcursions.com or call Captain Cameron Clifton personally at 817-994-2254 and ask for the range specials. Every outdoorsman needs a buddy in the gun business, and that's why you need to check out Richardson's Gun Shop. Whether you're looking for a rifle, shotgun, or handgun, Richardson's Gun Shop has it covered. Check them out at www.rguns.com to see the best deals in North Texas. In addition to the sweetest deals on firearms, they also can book your dove or exotic hunt. Located in Wolf City, Texas, visit www.rguns.com or call 903-496-7747. That's Richardson's Gun Shop for all of your shooting, hunting, and outdoor needs.
If you enjoy fishing, then you've got to go fishing on Lake Texoma with Brian Pritchard at Stripers, Inc. Brian has a lifetime of experience fishing Texoma and takes the utmost pride in providing the highest quality care for his customers to ensure an experience they'll never forget by becoming a friend rather than just a fishing guide. You are guaranteed to catch fish with Brian or your trip will be free. Check out his website at www.stripersinc.com or give him a call at 903-815-1609 to set up your next fishing trip.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my friend Todd Moy over at Revolution Custom Carts. Revolution Custom Carts is a licensed easy-go and bad boy buggies dealer, so whether you want a custom golf cart, a low-speed street vehicle, or a tricked-out hunting rig, Revolution is the place for you. In addition to offering tax credits, tell Todd you heard this ad and save 10% on any purchase. I've been to the convenient Plano Road location in Dallas, and you should too. Give Todd a call at 214-340-7100 or check out the website at www.revolutioncustomcarts.com.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friends and fellow outdoorsmen at No Fences Land Company. No Fences Land Company is a recreational real estate firm that focuses on listing and selling fine ranch properties for hunting and fishing. Their affiliation with Cabela's Trophy Properties gives them a marketing advantage to offer today's buyers and sellers the finest ranch real estate services available. If you have a property you're looking to buy or sell, please contact No Fences Land Company at 800-866-LAND or visit them on the web at nofencesland.com.
Dallas-Fort Worth down to San Antonio. That's just Texas talking, how I was raised.
All right, welcome back to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. I'm Cable Smith, and we are knee-deep in predator hunting conversation this morning as I've still got the current Coyote World Distress Calling Champion Seth Skinner on the line. But before we get back into bobcats, foxes, and coyotes, I need to tell you about my buddy Todd Moy over at Revolution Custom Carts. He's a licensed bad boy buggies dealer. Todd has everything you need for your ranch or lease. Give him a call at 214-340-7100 or check him out at www.revolutioncustomcarts.com. And without further ado, let's pick it back up with our predator hunting expert, Seth Skinner. Now, Seth, before the break, we were talking about your ideal setup for coyotes. Let's change directions now and talk bobcats. Do you find woodpecker type sounds to be the most effective in bringing those curious cats within shooting range?
Definitely blowing bird sounds and stuff like that is really a good way to work with it. We use a lot of open reed calls, and I get right out on the tip of the open reed call. A lot of guys don't know how to blow open reed call, but you get right out on the tip of them and on the tone board, and you can basically make them real high pitched and birdie sounding, and that's what I'll try a lot in cat country, to blow like that. And then the bite down calls, of course, a lot of guys overlook a bite down call. You know, they either want to blow a closed reed or they want to blow an open reed, and they don't really know a whole lot about a bite down call. But a bite down call is really my bread and butter that I like to blow, especially in fox country and especially in cat country, because you can stay real busy with it. And I've just gotten really successful at being able to blow that call a long time. In a coyote stand, you basically call for 30 seconds to a minute and then stop and pause and call again. But on cats, they don't seem to like that as much. They want the sound constant and as busy as you can pretty much get it, because they like to hang up. They'll come 50 yards and sit down and look around, come another 100 yards, sit down and look around. And sometimes you'll get one in the brush and you can just sit there and watch him with your scope for, it's like a standoff for 5 or 10 minutes. He'll just sit there until you play the exact sound he likes, and then he'll come on in and you can get a better shot at him.
Cat and mouse, except for you're the cat, he's the mouse.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it works. And don't be afraid to switch it up. You know, a lot of guys, they'll go and blow one call and one stand and never change it up. And then they called there for 20 minutes and they said, well, nothing's coming, and get up and go. I'll carry at least six hand calls on me at all times, and I'll probably go through at least three of those sounds in a 20-minute span, just switching from sounds to different sounds, because one sound might not be working on him out there for the first 5 minutes, but if you switch to the other sound 10 minutes in, then that might be the one he was wanting to hear, and he'll come on into you, and you'll be able to get a shot versus just giving him the same old song and dance.
Seth, when you arrive at the location where you're going to be hunting, do you sit in the truck for a bit and just kind of let things calm down?
Basically, yes. That's another thing. I've been out with several guys at nighttime before, and they'll pull up to a spot in their pickup, and they'll turn it off, jump out of the truck, get up there in the rack, and turn the collar on as loud as they can, or start blowing a collar right away. And for me, I mean, a lot of guys, first thing they tell me when they go hunting with me is, I drive a diesel Dodge pickup, and they say, there's no way we're going to call anything out of this loud, noisy, clanking truck. And I said, well, you know, look at that photo album right there, and every picture of those dead animals has that red pickup in the background of it. You know, I said, it doesn't bother them, because you got to think, in the state of Texas especially, most of those ranchers are driving around diesel pickups most of the time, in and out of the field and stuff like that. And those coyotes are just like any other animal. They adapt to that noise, and they hear it all the time, and it's not a threat to them. And so it doesn't really bother them. But whenever I do pull up to a spot that I'm going to call at night, I'll make sure I get out of the truck and make sure your keys are out of the ignition before you open the door. That's the number one thing I see a lot of people do. And as soon as you open the door, you get this ding, ding, ding. You know, that right there is a sound off that they're not used to hearing. Don't slam your doors when you get out of the pickup. Make sure when you crawl up in your high rack, you're doing it nice and quiet. Sit down quiet. Don't have a squeaky chair or something like that that's making a bunch of noise. And then just sit there and pause for maybe, you don't have to wait forever, but maybe give it 5 minutes just to let everything calm down, especially on a night when the wind's not blowing real bad and you can hear for a long way off. Just give them 5 minutes or so of just peace and quiet, and then go into sound and blowing your hand calls or blowing your electronic call or whatever you'd like to do. And I guarantee you that'll help you out a whole lot than just automatically them hearing all that racket and then they start hearing a call. They kind of put two and two together sometimes.
Right. What is the largest number of animals that have responded to a specific set?
Probably, if it was coyotes, we killed 14 in one night. And then gray fox, the most we ever killed in one night was 19. And then cats, we killed four cats in one night one time.
Wow. 14 coyotes in one night. You killed the whole pack.
Well, you know, and this is just the predator hunter being honest. There's a lot of guys that want to boost their kills and tell you, you know, they're that great. That's how come they killed that many. The thing is that it all depends on where you're hunting. It really does. If you go out west, there's a ton of coyotes out there. They're not that pressured. There's not a lot of guys hunting them. You got big ranches that are 20,000-30,000 acres. If you have them selective to be on with nobody else putting any pressure on those coyotes, you can have nights like that pretty often, to be honest with you. Now, on the other hand, if you go into let's say, like, some of the times we hunt around the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex out in the farm country there, and going over there and blowing a call is a lot different, because there's a lot of guys right outside of Dallas or something like that that they go find the first bit of farm country they can, and they go call it. Well, the first thing they do is blow an electronic caller and everything else, like we explained earlier, and those coyotes are a lot harder to call up. And so really it all depends on where you're at versus the success you're going to have. But I go back to that 50-50 deal. It's also 50% of how great of a predator hunter you are and what you do, and then 50% of the land that you're using. But land is the key to killing big numbers of animals.
Well, Seth, we've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's go ahead and break out some of those calls and see what they sound like. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show on 95.3 The Range.
With an empty glass and the last cigarette, it's closing time and I'm drunk again.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com. The Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse combines an elegance and southern hospitality reminiscent of their famous South Texas ranch. I've had the signature buffalo filet, hands down the best steak I've ever eaten. Featuring a full menu of steak, seafood, and wild game, this is the steakhouse for the outdoorsman. Located in Dallas' historic West End District, call 214-744-3287 or visit them online at www.yoranchsteakhouse.com. Tell Tony you heard about him on the range and get 15% off your meal. Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse, the official steakhouse of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Extreme White Tails and Exotics is now booking spring turkey and trophy boar hunts. Looking for a top quality, affordable, exotic bow hunt? Then check out our website at www.extremewhitetails.net. Located just 2 hours west of DFW in Cross Plains, Texas. In addition to trophy hogs and spring turkey, we're now booking for our inaugural whitetail season coming up this fall. Want to shoot a 200 class buck? Then visit Extreme White Tails and Exotics at www.extremewhitetails.net or give our ranch manager Lewis Duncan a call at 972-322-3821. You'll be glad you did.
If you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease, we have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17 and 30 foot diameter traps. When you're finished trapping the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system can be used for both a trap and a deer food plot fence, so you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Check out our website at www.goinfencing.com.
That's www.goinfencing.com or call 940-391-3669.
We all know that outdoorsmen are rough on their gear, rough on their dogs, and rough on themselves. So whether you fall out of a deer stand or wreck your face in an ATV accident, let Dr. Connie Smith fix your broken teeth. Dr. Smith has been practicing in Dallas for over 20 years and is conveniently located at the intersection of Preston and Forest. Experience state-of-the-art dentistry delivered by a gentle and highly skilled dentist and staff and a warm, caring atmosphere. Dr. Connie J. Smith uses state-of-the-art dental techniques to help you achieve the beautiful smile of your dreams. Call 972-239-7551. That's 972-239-7551.
The Purple Goo Tire Sealant is your solution to prevent flat tires on your trailers, ATVs, golf carts, tractors, and lawn equipment. The Purple Goo uses innovative technology to locate and plug holes as they occur. Purple Goo not only outperforms all other off-road tire sealants, it also helps prevent rims from rusting and lasts for the life of the tire. Visit us at www.thepurplegoo.com and roll on with the Purple Goo Tire Sealant. No more flats.
All right, this is Phil Robertson, better known as the Duck Commander. This is the Lone Star Outdoor Show, 95.3 The Range.
Take that joint and fire it up. I said fire it up, why don't you fire it up? And if there ain't no whiskey, pass the beer.
Gable Smith welcoming you back to the presentation. And I've still got World Coyote Distress Calling Champion Seth Skinner of Central Texas on the line. And Seth, now's the moment I've been looking forward to all show. Let's break out those calls, see what they sound like, starting off with your favorite sequence for pasture poodles.
This is saying we're going to an area that hadn't had educated dogs in it, and they've never heard a rabbit call before, so that's probably what I'll start out with. This is going to be a little bit of a combination of a cottontail, and then it goes to jackrabbit a little bit, so... That basically be like a jackrabbity kind of sound. Now this sound, a lot of people say, golly, that sounds like a rabbit that's stuck under a gate or something like that, because it's really intense sound. But I guarantee you, the coyotes, they come running to this thing just because it really sounds like a rabbit getting ate pretty bad. So, here we go. It's pretty intense, and it's a call that I really like to use. But here we go. It's basically it is what I said it was. I would pretty much blow those calls for a while, and if nothing showed up, especially this time of year, we'd switch over to like some pups in distress, and this is pretty much what that sounds like. Just supposed to sound like a coyote that's kind of getting his butt beat, and he's kind of a pup, and his parents don't like that sound. And it even works on coyotes when they don't have pups on the ground. They just can't stand that noise. They come running to check it out. And a lot of times you'll get a big male come charging in because he wants to beat up on whatever's beating up on that pup coyote, you know, or maybe him jumping on the fight himself. Here's one I've really been wanting to blow for you guys because I know I've been asked this question a ton of times because of all the foxes and stuff that I've killed. And they say, well, what sound do you like to blow for your foxes? And they always think I got a secret recipe or something like that. It's really not. It's this sound right here. I'll let you listen to it. By the way, it's a bite down call again. So I think after this radio show, they'll be popular again or something. Here we go. Basically, just blow that constantly as much as you can. I can probably blow that sound right there for about 3 minutes straight before I got to start taking a breath, and that's from a lot of years of practice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, it's not a high-pitched sound a lot of people go to, but I'm telling you, I get people asking me all the time, what are you killing gray fox on? What are you killing gray fox on? And I can't stress to you enough how much that sound is killer in gray fox country.
And lastly, go ahead and give me a demo of what your most successful cat call is.
Let's see here, just a second. Gotta dig into my bag of tricks here. I tell you what, that sound I just blew a while ago with that one for the foxes.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty killer on cats too. I have another one that I'll blow though that's a good cat sound. It kinda sounds like a rabbit, but it's been really productive here lately. A buddy of mine makes these calls and it's a custom call, and I've just about called up. Well, I'll be honest with you, the very first stand I ever blew this call, he gave it to me, he put the reed in it, and we went out hunting that night, and we ended up calling up the first stand. We called up three coyotes, a bobcat, and a gray fox, all with the same one call. So that's pretty much a call that we'll call them all in. But I'll kind of blow it for a minute. And then I got one that's kind of a special treat I wanted to blow for you guys. That I don't do it all the time, but it's kind of like a fun little call blow.
Okay.
But this is the one that worked on all four. Are all three species. First, when I started out with that call, it was more of a rabbity sound, and then you can go right out on the tip of it, like I said, on an open reed, and you'll get this that real high pitch sound, and you just have to blow it in sequence like you would a rabbit call. It works really, really, really good, and it's a call is made by TJ Shockler. It's TS Custom Game Calls. He's out of Springtown, Texas, and this is his M80 call. It's $15, and I challenge you can't go to the store and buy a better predator call off the shelf anywhere for $15 than this thing will actually do. And just to show you the range it has, I'll do a howl with it also, and like I said, it's a little distress call, but you can actually howl coyotes with it also, and I'll do a demonstration of that right quick. So, I mean, I'm doing that with a call that's probably not an inch long, so
wow.
It's really a great call for the money. You can't beat it, and it's built out of Delrin, so you can basically run it over with your truck and not hurt it, so... The last call I wanted to do for you guys is basically it's a chicken call, and a lot of guys laugh at me when I blow this call just because it's not that it doesn't sound like a chicken, it's just they don't expect a guy to use a chicken call. But believe it or not, in like farm country where farmers are getting their chicken coops busted into by red fox and gray fox and bobcats and stuff like that, this call will work, and it's really something you got to learn how to perfect. Though it took me a while to learn how to use this call, but It's a fun call, and I always like to blow it for my friends, and I'll blow it for you guys. So, that's pretty much a chicken call.
I love it. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed hearing all those different those sounds that you were mimicking. Have you ever had any experience where feral hogs responded to calling?
There's a lot of guys tell you a hog won't respond to a hand call or a game call and stuff like that. I don't believe it's necessarily 100% true. There are times that, regardless if they did it on purpose or they were just curious about what noise you were making, we have seen some bigger hogs and stuff like that come around the area that we were hand calling at night. They don't really come to it, and like a coyote will like run right to the truck or anything, but they come to kind of investigate and see what the noise is. And it was clear enough to where we could get a shot at one, though. And that has happened to us before. But as far as going out and targeting that you're going to use a game call to just call in hogs, I haven't found it that it was very productive.
Right. As far as your spotlight goes, what's your favorite spotlight? And do you run it continually or do you turn it off and on periodically?
My favorite spotlight, to be honest with you, it's basically a Magna light is what it is. And it's a they're 5 million candle power spotlight, which when you say that, I know every varmint hunter that's night hunted that's got any clue about what's going on says, oh, God, that's too much light. And it is too much light. It really is. But the secret to what we do with them is we put dimmer switches on all of our lights. And it's not really a secret. There's a lot of guys that do that. But when you put that dimmer switch on your lights, you can basically control the how much light you're putting out there on the predator. And we never, ever run it like 5 million candle power constantly or anything like that. We usually are probably using right somewhere around 200,000 power of the actual 5 million candle power that we have of the light majority of the time. But whenever you get something coming in and he's right up there to the truck, and you want to make sure that guy that's fixing to make that shot has a great target. And that's important in night hunting. I mean, recently there was a deal in the news that a guy got shot by some guys that were using some night vision stuff doing some coyote hunting, and they killed a park ranger or something like that here recently. And you want to be able to identify your target no matter what. And so we crank our light all the way up to the most we can get it when we get that animal right when we're fixing to shoot him. And there's no doubt in the shooter's mind at that point what he's got in his crosshairs and what he's fixing to pull the trigger on, so that it's going to help him as far as hitting a target with that much light on him, but it's also going to help him identify to make sure he's not shooting any kind of livestock or anything like that, because that's been problems in the past with a lot of night hunting. If you have a good light and you can crank up that power on, and a lot of guys say, well, do you use a red lens? If we're hunting and we're just going to go out and we're going to predator hunt and there's no filming involved, put on the red lens and go after it. I mean, you can have a great time. The red lens is awesome. But the thing about it is when you're filming, you got to remember, you got a high-definition camera, and you just can't get it done to the extent that you need it to get done to have good quality footage with a red lens. You have to really be using a white light. But the thing is, a lot of guys will say, okay, so we need to use a white light, and they'll go out to Walmart or something like that, and they'll buy a 5 million candle power spotlight, and they'll plug it into their truck, and they'll go call up a coyote, and as soon as they hit him with that white light, he takes off running the opposite direction. And they say, well, Seth, you just told us to go buy a 5 million candle power. And I said, yeah, but I also told you to put a dimmer switch on it and regulate how much power you're putting on that animal until he gets in close to that kill shot. And that's where a lot of guys go wrong, and they take half my sentence and use it, and they don't use the other half, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
have you ever had any experience calling in big cats?
A mountain lion?
Mm-hmm.
We used to run them with hounds a lot in New Mexico, and hung them in the snow and stuff like that, rigging them with hounds, and I've had experience with lions there. As far as calling them at night or in the daytime or anything like that and having a lion come in responding to my call or my electronic call, I've never done it personally. It's a dream of mine. Before I leave this earth, I want that to happen, and more than anything, I'd love to get that on video at the same time, but that is definitely that's like a grand slam for a predator hunter to do, to call in a lion and kill him in something.
That is the pinnacle, I guess, so to speak.
We've killed black coyotes before, and that's about as close as we can get to something that's just like outrageously cool that a lot of people don't do. And that's another, it's up there with the lion, be able to kill a coyote that's pitch black and just has a little bit of white on him. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's something a lot of guys want to do, and we've done that before.
And you can actually see the picture of that black coyote on your website, which is ultimatepredatortv.com.
That's correct.
Everybody needs to go check out the website because y'all have a second video that's about to come out, and the rumor is it's going to feature some of the most detailed bobcat hunting ever caught on film.
This next video we put out is going to really set the bar for a lot of guys, and basically we don't have a date set for our second video to come out exactly. We're still working up some of the rough ends on stuff.
Well, I look forward to checking it out, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Well, Seth, it's been a real treat visiting with you this morning, man. Thanks a lot for sharing your expertise in predator hunting with us. And Seth, I can't let you get out of here this morning without wishing you the best of luck defending your title at next weekend's World Predator Calling Expo in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I'm going to give it all we got, and I thank you guys for having us on the show, and I'm doing everything I can as the world champion to help get this sport to grow and off the ground. So you guys know that I'm representing for you.
All right, buddy. Well, we're pulling for you. Bring it back home to Texas.
I appreciate it, man.
Well, I guess time flies when you're having fun because we are way behind schedule. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, it's one of your favorite range artists, Jason Boland, joins us here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
I ain't going down to the mines today. I want clear blue skies and a whole lot more. I ain't going down to the mines.
Listen up, anglers, because you need to know about the unbeatable prices at Moe's Tackle Unlimited. Moe's is a web-based tackle supply company that offers deep, discounted prices. Lures, hooks, flies, freshwater, and saltwater, Moe's has it covered. Our goal at Moe's Tackle Shop is to provide super service, top-shelf quality, and great prices. Check us out at moestackleshop.com and enter the promo code LoneStarOutdoorShow to save an additional 10% on your order. That's www.moestackleshop.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
Revolution Logistics is a Dallas-based full-service transportation company. Whether you need trucking services or warehouse services, Revolution Logistics is the answer. We offer full truckload as well as LTL and door-to-door service throughout North America. Dry van, intermodal, flatbed, and heavy haul. Revolution has it all. We also have warehousing services including storage, transloading, consolidation, and deconsolidation. Visit us at www.revolutionlogistics.com or give Todd a call at 214-340-7100. That's www.revolutionlogistics.com.
Rick's Outpost is the place for the outdoorsman. Rick's offers USDA-approved taxidermy on large and small game, as well as fish. As the official wild game processor of the Lone Star Outdoor Show, Rick's guarantees you'll get your own meat back and in a timely manner. Serving the Frisco, North Dallas area for over 20 years, Rick's offers a custom welding shop, hunting blinds, and game feeders. Rick will also help you book your trophy hunt. Located on Highway 380 in Aubrey. Call 972-346-2825 or visit us at www.rickoutpost.com.
Just because whitetail season has ended doesn't mean you can't harvest trophy big game animals in the Lone Star State. The biggest axis deer in Texas can be found at Star S Ranch. The best time to hunt axis starts now and runs through July, so book your axis hunt today before they're all gone. Visit us at www.star-s-ranch.com to learn more about our beautiful Texas Hill Country Ranch and accommodations. That's www.star-s-ranch.com to book the hunt of a lifetime.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friends and fellow outdoorsmen at No Fences Land Company. No Fences Land Company is a recreational real estate firm that focuses on listing and selling fine ranch properties for hunting and fishing. Their affiliation with Cabela's Trophy Properties gives them a marketing advantage to offer today's buyers and sellers the finest ranch real estate services available. If you have a property you're looking to buy or sell, please contact No Fences Land Company at 800-866-LAND or visit them on the web at nofencesland.com.
Trailers for sale or rent.
Good morning. Cable Smith welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoors Show on 95.3 The Range. And it's now my pleasure to introduce one of your favorite KHYI artists, Jason Boland. Thanks for joining the program this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure. It's been almost a year since the last time we visited.
So. Yeah.
Well, you're set to kick off the KHYI Texas Music Revolution pre-party tomorrow night at the Granada Theater.
That's going to be as much fun as it is to say, I'm sure.
We also have a new record set to hit the shelves on April 20th. Tell me a little bit about the new album, High in the Rockies.
Well, we had originally attempted recording a live album in the Rockies a while back, but as you can imagine, it has its logistical problems. So this time, it got done thanks to Mike Morgan and Pat Mansky and the guys at the Zone Recording Studio. They did a great job. We went up there and recorded four different shows, so we could just pick and choose between the best of the live stuff. And we ended up with 19 tracks we liked and stacked them all together, and here it comes.
I saw a remake of Gallo del Cielo on there, and I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Well, there's new tracks as far as they weren't on Billy Bob. It's 19 tracks that went on Billy Bob. Really, probably the most underground of our songs that got repeated was Blowing Through the Hills, the iTunes bonus track tunes on there. We also did Rainbow Stew, Tulsa Time, we went back and got Backslider Blues. It kicks off with the Aaron Wynn classic, Hank Williams Wouldn't Make It Now in Nashville, Tennessee, owned by all the 1100 Spring folk.
And, you know, that's one of the great things about you is you can take, you know, maybe one of your favorite artist's song and pretty much make it your own, like you did with, God, I remember when I was a kid and I was listening to Ball and Chain.
Social Distortion.
Social Distortion. I mean, I had their record live at the Roxy back when I was a kid. I remember it very well. And you take that song and make it your own, give it your own flair. That's probably one of my favorite things about you as a musician.
Well, yeah, we definitely try to do that. And I can't claim the responsibility on the flair on that one, though, because my buddy Jackson Taylor, he's a hardcore Social D fan. I've always enjoyed them. And I always liked Cheating at Solitaire. That might miss out. I thought that was a really cool one. But Jackson Taylor put that together, and I was proud to be a part of it. That was the first thing I got to be a part of after the whole little time off with the throat popping there.
The last time we talked, you admitted that you really hadn't had a lot of time to get in the outdoors and do any fishing or hunting, and I know that's because you're busy playing sold-out shows at honky-tonks all over the Southwest. But in that downtime, did you have any time to get out to Lake Travis or anything like that?
Back in that downtime, I did a lot of that convalescing up in Oklahoma. And I did get out and hit some of the regular farm ponds and got to fish a little bit. And then out on the road last summer, you know, up in Idaho, got to do some trout fishing. So, yeah, I have been making more time for the relaxations and the enjoyments of life. But, you know, we still tour it up.
I know you guys are always after it, but doing what you love to do, and it's nice to be able to, you know, I guess with success comes probably a little more time to fit in those luxuries that you enjoy so much.
You would think that you get to enjoy something that you may not get to normally travel to or see or get to experience. And maybe you play a acoustic song, a set or two. You know, it's a good life.
Mm-hmm. If you could fish with any three people, dead or alive, who would you choose?
Probably my grandpa Bolin. Mm-hmm. He would do a fair amount of the talking. So then...
Now, is he the one that's responsible for getting you in the outdoors?
Oh, yeah, one of them. You know, it was everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the Hag, Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm.
Historical, good figure from the past. Let's go with Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory.
Ooh, yeah, you can't beat Old Hickory. That's a pretty good trifecta there. Grandpa Boland, Merle Haggard, and Andrew Jackson.
I'll go fishing with those three folks.
Good stuff. And if you could tell me what's your ideal fishing trip, if you wanted to go offshore for blue marlin, or if you wanted to go salmon fishing in Alaska, whatever, anywhere in the world, what would your ideal fishing trip be?
My ideal would be something home cooking, something that I know, the stock tanks I grew up on in Oklahoma when they're spawning, you know, and I say stock tanks, you know, I mean those big overflowed, you know, dammed up springs, you know,
right,
ponds on some land that were, you know, some of them were good sized ponds, you know, when the spawn would be on and you could just tear them up.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jason, last week we had Ted Nugent. That's right. Good old Uncle Ted was on the show. What do you think of him, just as far as what you know about the guy?
I'm for everybody that's armed.
Well, Ted is definitely armed. At least two pistols on him at all times.
I like the fact that he really teaches about replenishing nature, living with it, more existing with it as a part of it.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is all about that zen, trying to achieve in nature and teaching conservationism, so on and so forth, in addition to his firm stance on gun rights and hunters' rights and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Jason, I guess that's about all the time we have for this morning, my man.
Right on. I appreciate you, Cable.
Likewise, it's always nice talking with you, and we'll see you tomorrow night at the big TMR kickoff party at the Granada.
Right on. We're looking forward to it.
Well, that's going to do it for this morning's presentation. Thanks to all of our guests, Jason Boland, Seth Skinner, and Luke Clayton. Luke will be back on the show next week. He's a longtime member of the Matthews Pro Staff. We're going to go in-depth into spring turkey as I get ready for my big trip down to the Star S Ranch for opening weekend. And if you're a turkey hunter, you're not going to want to miss it. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making the show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
With all the love we've ever made. Now there's two more tears in Texas.